Good. It's your man Stash Smashing in the building. You are now tuned in to WKYA Radio, the illest and only true hip hop podcast that addresses issues, concerns, questions, comments of the hip hop community, and then some. I am your boy Stash Madison. Yes, I'm back at it again, motherfuckers, and you know I'm coming with that real shit. But before I go any further to get into the news, let me break y'all in for this first track. Man, this cat right here is one of the illest in the game that I've heard. You know what I mean? Coming out of, we'll say Detroit / Delaware / DC. I mean, the man is a hip-hop, what's the word I'm looking for? A hip-hop, what's the people that move around a whole lot? God damn it. Hey, Doe Sugar Pome, The World Ain't Real, dude. Y'all, peep this cat out. Check him out. I'm going to go get some news for y'all so we can build WKYA Radio, Afternoon Grind, Stash Madness in the building. Sit back, twist one, smoke them if you got them. Holla at your boy. Yeah, that was Doe Sugar Pome, featuring The World Is Not Real off his Ugly EP. Man, y'all need to go cop that joint. Go to Bandcamp, Dat Piff, Google Play, Shopify, Spotify. I mean, any place you can go cop music, you need to go cop that album. Because when I say that album right there is old school hip hop at its finest, trust and believe it came from your man Stash Man. And y'all know me, I'm an authority when it comes to hip hop. No trash will ever be played on this station. You know what I mean? But let's get to this news right quick. So a report came out saying that the NBA, after Brooklyn Nets players were found, positive for the coronavirus. Now, they're saying that the NBA will put players that have been infected in a 14-day quarantine. Now, my question that I pose to y'all out there, NBA hoop fans, sports fans, coronavirus conspiracy theorists, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, do you think that this virus or this pandemic will reach proportions that they are researching? Because what they're saying right now is so many people, I don't want to give y'all numbers because I don't want to feed into the scare tactics, but let's just say a lot of people have contracted this illness and a lot of people have died from it. And my condolences to those who have died. But again, it seems to me that this is just a scare tactic to get people off the issues, which was one, be the presidential election, the impeachment of Trump. Let's not forget this wall that this fucker tried to build. I mean, come on, there's so much bullshit going on in America that this fucking, I admit the coronavirus is an emergency situation. It is very, very scary. But what's scarier than the coronavirus is Trump's second term in office, or even Mike Pence being in office. I'm just saying, that's my perspective. But, you know, I'm just an opinion. But in that same line, you know, Mitt Romney made the comment that he believes all politicians or business people should make a donation to those who cannot afford resources or health care or healthcare or the medicines for this coronavirus, which coming from him, now mind you, this is the same cat back in what was like, I want to say maybe 10-15 years ago. This is the same cat. He said he had folders of results dealing with women when he was in the election for president. Now, I find it funny that the same dude who says a sexist comment like that then turns around and says something like profound as, we need to give money to those who can't afford to protect themselves in this time of need. I respect that, so I'm not going to piss on you this time. But best believe I'm checking you out and I'm watching what you're saying, all right? So be known, Stash is on the motherfucking prowl. But on some more, not necessarily brighter news, let's get to the bad news. The one piece of bad news that I think I got today. The daughter of legendary DJ and one half of the bomb-ass hip-hop duo, Eric B. and Rakim, lost his daughter a couple days ago in a fatal car accident. We don't have a lot of news on it, but as the story develops, you know, we may do a special show. We may do a special show and play nothing but Eric B. and Rakim. You know what I mean? I'm going to sit back and talk to my fam, talk to our team, see what we can do about it. But best believe we're going to do something because, you know, that was the God right there. Eric B. is literally the fucking president. When it came to putting the God MC, a.k.a. Rakim, out there, Eric B. did his thug thizzle for shizzle, my nizzle. Y'all feel me? And y'all know y'all can't deny that shit. But yo, before I get to another track, let's get into this next topic. The Dallas Texans have decided to trade bomb-ass wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to the suck-ass Arizona Cardinals. And what I find funny is the whole entire NFL world is in an uproar. If you checked on Facebook, if you checked on ESPN, every media outlet, you saw Stephen A. Smith, you saw Michael Irvin, what's my man's name, the little white dude, Max Kellerman. They basically broke down the whole situation. I'm not going to get into it because that's not my job. I'm just here to give you a snippet of clipping of the shit you're going to find out sooner or later. But with that being said, let's go into our next track. You know what? My next track is going to be from another bomb-ass artist representing Atlanta. But no, not another artist representing Atlanta. A bomb-ass artist represents Savannah, Georgia. Go by the name of Flo. Ill Flo, mad message, knowledge supreme, you know what I mean? Just ill shit. We're going to go into this joint she got called Black. I'm going to sit back. Might twist me one to get my mind right. But y'all peep out this track. Marinate on the topics we talked about. If y'all want to call in, if y'all want to build with the God, the number y'all can call in is 516-418-5822. Again, those digits are 516-418-5822. It's your man Stash Smashing, the Afternoon Grind, WKYA in the building, all day, every day, real hip hop. Holla at your boy.
The same because it's mutual, unusual but usual. Funerals for I'm beautiful, cause my beauty is part of your whole no visual. When I see you, I'm looking at you differently, instantly giving side eyes. I'm seeing it from a distance. We can become one of the same. We may not be blood of kin, but we arrive from a name that's just deep in the bloodlines and rich in the fame. We done kicked open doors with our voice and our frame. I done it again. I done it again. Chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell? Dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell? My skin runs deep with the riches, complexion shocks the nation, drop your jaw in an instant. When it's mixed with the tone of my voice, I mean business. Shade one, shade two, now became your new vision. I envision a world where black becomes king. I love my brothers more than others, if you know what I mean. What I mean is, it's very smooth with a swing. If you don't like my color, then you're a guest by all means. See, when we put it to use, they say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And when you're sweeter with juice, then the better the fruit. And with the tree with that fruit, then the better the group. Cause dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell? Dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell?
Now listen, some people don't like our skin, but it don't matter to me because I love it. I mean, there's so much history to it, and so much we can do, like we can blend in.
I think we blend in with the shades of the day and the shades of the night. Take flight in the depths of our skin if you might. You might find that my people are beautifully made with a shade that's as comfortable as night negligee. Let's say
dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell? Dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell? Dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell? Dark chocolate or caramel, brown skin is so beautiful, can't you tell? We come in different shades, but hey, oh well. I love my black is history, can't it tell?
I guess that's what it is. Guess that's what I had to say. My black is just beautiful. Man. Yeah. My black is just beautiful. My black is just beautiful. My black is just beautiful. My black is just beautiful.
Huh.
Niggas Mash Out Posse, a.k.a. M.O.P. Big shout out to Lil Fame and my man, I gotta calm down. Big shout out to my man Billy Dance and Lil Fame. That album, that track right there, son, That's one of them shit you gotta sit back, roll a Dutch, spark, and just lounge to, you know what I mean? The beat is gangster, the lyrics is gangster, everything about that song is properly improper, you know what I mean? Word up. But yo, more news. So, a research has come out saying that the coronavirus death toll has now reached 100 people in every or all 50 states. Now, that may not sound like a large number right now, but I want you to think about the effect this pandemic has had since it started in January, all right? It went from one person in China to now 100 people in every single state in America. That's 50 states. I want y'all to do the math, because I ain't going to do that shit. I'm just not. Real talk. But do the math for me. What's 50 times 100? All right? When y'all figure that out, y'all going to shoot us a text. Shoot us a text. Matter of fact, y'all can text us at 917-725-0675. That's the universal text number for WKYA. Or you can call in 516-418-5822. Oh, before I go any further, let y'all know WKYA now has its very own pod shop where you can get official WKYA gear, hoodies, t-shirts, caps, backpacks, all of that. And it is brought to you by the fine folks over at Brooklyn Republic Apparel. Brooklyn Republic Apparel, spread love is the Brooklyn way. If you can see it, they can dream it. Well, if you can dream it, they can see it. I hope they don't kill me for that. But yo, y'all need to go check them out. BrooklynRepublicApparel.com. You can check them out on, what is it, Instagram /BK Republic, Pinterest, Twitter. Yo, when I say they got the ill shit. You know, we're talking about fly gear, knowledge supreme, and they covered the greatest era of hip hop, which was the 90s. That's me saying that. You know what I'm saying? And oh wait, one more thing before we go into this next track. So in case y'all don't know, Jay Electronica has dropped an album called Written Testimony. And it basically is shit, him and Jay-Z on every track. But this is the thing I'm talking about. What I'm talking about now is, yes, we're in the middle of a pandemic. So why are people so on this album? Why are people worried about this album in the middle of this crisis? I don't know. That's neither for me to decide nor for me to discuss. I'm just asking the question that people ask. But let me give you a little snippet on the album. And maybe when y'all hear it, next time we talk, we can probably build on it. But let me give y'all a little something. All right. After years of waiting, Jay Electronica has finally shared his debut album. Listen to A Written Testimony, which features contributions from Jay-Z on nearly every track, damn near, James Blake, Travis Scott, Karuu Banging, and The Dream. Production credits also include Swizz Beatz, Hit-Boy, Alchemist, No ID, Young Guru, and A-Rab Music. The album's credits reveal samples of interpolations of Rihanna, Alan Toussaint, Vance Bunyan, Brian Eno, and Roberto Fripp. So basically what I'm telling y'all is, y'all can't get mad at Jay Electronica for taking so long to put out this album. If it's not what y'all expected, you know what? You still bought Young Thug. You still bought Lil Uzi Vert. You still bought 21 Savage. You buying all this other bullshit, but when somebody of greatness puts out something, y'all motherfuckers want to have some bullshit to say because it ain't what? Trap music. It ain't calling women hoes. It ain't talking about drinking and all that lean and other bullshit. Y'all need to shut the fuck up, appreciate pure good hip hop, because if the shit wasn't here, you motherfuckers would be listening to rock music and goddamn country music. With that being said, let's go into this next track. Up, you know, it's gonna be my man Damian Jr. Gong Marley from his, what is it, Stony Road album. This is the Slave Mill. I want y'all to pay attention to the words on this album, this track right here. You know what I mean? Cause this shit is dropping mad knowledge. But what else do you expect from a Marley? It's a kingdom. You know what I mean? Stash Mashing, WKYA, Afternoon Grind. Holla at your boy.
I can remember when there was slavery time.
Facebook, check us out on Twitter, and check us out on Instagram. If you want to find out our next shows, you want to chime in on topics, if you even want to be a part of the show, hit us up, let us know what your name is, let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll make it happen. It's your boy Stash Madison representing WKYA, official, all hip-hop, all day. No censorship, no government sponsorship, so you will never catch a corporate hand in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. Y'all be safe out there. Please stay protected. Please stay confined, quarantined. If you gotta go out, be smart about it. Love y'all. One love. Holla at your boy, Stash Madison. I'm out.
9 to 5, we know the drill. Weekend such a short-lived thrill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding through, but grinding still. Cup run net over till it's filled. Take until they've had their fill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding through, but grinding. Most of us think we're too good, just because material gain. If we were living as we should, the less of us would be in pain. And those who are misunderstood, they still deserve a voice to claim. The things that are still meaningful, for each and all of us the same. And some will say the cups are full, and give your thanks to what we gain. And some will say there's much more weight to pull, and then we'll tell you that straight up and plain. And some will think outside the box, but some of us will hold our lane. And some of us rewrite the facts, but some of us are just some cane. Boy, what men want and what they will, working for a dollar bill. Sad to see the old slave mill
is grinding through, but grinding still.
Walking home, a child gets killed. Police free to shoot at will. Hurts to see the old slave mill
is grinding through, but grinding still.
9 to 5, you know the drill. Weekends are a short-lived thrill. Sad to see the old slave mill
is grinding through, but grinding still.
Cup run net over till it's filled. Take until they've had their fill. Sad to see the old slave mill
is grinding slow but grinding still.
It's grinding slow but grinding still. It's grinding slow but grinding still. It's grinding slow but grinding still. It's grinding slow but grinding.
Where are my people at that love hip hop, bitch?